Listening Library presents Ramona Forever by Beverly Cleary. Read for you by Stockard Channing.
One, the rich uncle.
Guess what?
Ramona Quimby asked one Friday evening when her Aunt Beatrice dropped by to show off her new ski clothes and stay for supper. Ramona's mother, father, and big sister, Beezus, whose real name was Beatrice, paid no attention and went on eating. Picky Picky, the cat, meowed through the basement door, asking to share the meal. Aunt Beatrice, who taught third grade, knew how to behave towards her third-grade niece.
What?
She asked, laying down her fork as if she expected to be astounded by Ramona's news. Ramona took a deep breath and announced,
Howie Kemp's rich uncle is coming to visit.
Except for Aunt Bee, her family was not as curious as Ramona had hoped. She plunged on anyway because she was happy for her friend.
Howie's grandmother's really excited, and so are Howie and Willa Jean.
And so, to be truthful, was Ramona, who disliked having to go to the Kemp's house after school, where Howie's grandmother looked after her grandchildren and Ramona while the two mothers were at work. A rich uncle, even someone else's rich uncle, should make those long after-school hours more interesting.
I didn't know Howie had a rich uncle, said Mrs. Quimby. He's Howie's father's little brother, only now he's big, explained Ramona.
Why, that must be Hobart Kemp, said Aunt Beatrice. He was in my class in high school.
Oh, yes, I remember. That boy with the blonde, curly hair who played baseball.
Mrs. Quimby motioned to her daughters to clear away the plates. All the girls said he was cute.
That's the one, said Aunt Bee. He used to chew licorice and spit on the grass to make the principal think he was chewing tobacco like a professional.